This is our laundry room. We have our own washer and dryer, if you can see in there.
Kelsey Basker is giving me the grand tour of her apartment.
And we like have our own shelves and then a share shelf. So it works out pretty well and it's a lot of space.
She lives at Lux, one of Chapel Hill's most coveted apartment complexes. Space is limited and rent is steep. When you enter the lobby, it's easy to see why.
A swimming pool and a gym and printing and a hot cocoa machine.
It's features like these that draw more Carolina students away from campus every year. UNC can't compete with tanning beds, swimming pools, and designer lounges. So when hotspots like Lux or Shortbread Lofts offer these amenities, many students ditch the dormitory life.
This is my room.
On-campus retention is steadily decreasing. UNC housed around 8,600 students in 2012. That number is now 8,100, and the campus housing department is concerned. Associate Housing Director Rick Bradley says students are now moving when they're sophomores, not seniors.
We typically retain about 70% of first year to second year, and now it's down to 62%.
Tanning beds might be off the table, but Bradley says on-campus housing is shaping up in other ways. Students who do choose to stick around the residence halls might see renovated interiors soon, along with amenities such as gourmet kitchens. It doesn't take many perks to sway some students to stay on campus. Senior Tim Wall has been living the dorm life for 4 years. He's had the same roommate for years, and he didn't want the hassle of moving elsewhere in his final semester.
Living right next to classes and being able to stay later and libraries and walk back a short distance to where I live was beneficial.
There's no swimming pool or spacious living room here in Teague Hall where he lives, but for Wall, proximity is key. He also says he's avoiding some inconveniences that come with apartment life.
Transportation-wise, I guess I could have taken the bus, but then I'd have to learn the bus routes. When you live on campus, you're like limited to where you can live and don't have to like fight for apartments or housing.
The housing department surveys students who move off campus to find out more about how UNC can improve the on-campus experience. Some students complain that on-campus housing is too expensive, considering that it lacks some of the extra perks that local apartments offer. But Bradley says it's the unanticipated costs of living off campus that make residence halls a great package deal.
Off campus, I don't think people are always taking into account utility costs or technology or TV or any other kind of entertainment things they do.
Covering those extra costs means that some students still have to share their space. Basker has 3 roommates, but she says there's room for everyone, and since she's left campus, she hasn't looked back.
For like all the benefits you get, I think it's worth it. Like it's furnished, it's nice, and it's close by.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Avery Hall.